I don't know who poured that.
The contribution, he felt like it was clean.
No.
I wasn't.
I think Randy Ramsey.
Cleat was already gone.
Cleat was gone.
Yeah,
so
was,
yeah.
Do you remember, man?
I've tried to get a hold of that guy, and I didn't get a hold of
it. Wasn't Cleat, because Cleat was in Jackson, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're still at a dead end.
Okay. Thanks, Chad.
Thank you, everybody.
Dave, you have something else for us in
yes,
open
Mr.
session?
When we do the tower at Marbleton, the way it works, you give them a deposit, they order the steel, and then the tower is built because they're not, you know, they don't stock them. They build them to order. And then they deliver it, they put the tower up, and then we cut them a check when it's done. The design revision for the agency that does all the documentation and engineering regulation in the tower world, which is the TIA, 222 is the specific reg they use, and there was revision G, which was what we've done previously for the last 5 or 6 years. We did a new revision H last year. Everyone's design software for their CAD and CAM programs has not caught up with that yet, so that if you have a Rev H stamped PE drawing of your tower or your foundation, it has to be hand calculated. Because of that, I made the tower company go back. They gave me a Rev H version last week, an invoice with a deposit amount and all that on that. But I told them we wanted it Rev H because everything is going to be spec Rev H. We're going with the newer spec on the whole, on all the structures. I don't have a deposit amount to order the steel. What I would like you guys to do is, if you can, legally, is authorize Mary up to some amount so that when I get that document, we don't have to wait 3 more weeks to order the steel for the tower, because it just puts the build back of the tower 3 weeks. And as you go into the summer, the tower companies get behind because everybody else is getting their summer orders.
So up to, but not exceeding what
yes,
amount?
Yes, probably be $35,000-$40,000, which is about half of what the tower is going to cost minus concrete. I don't know what our concrete bid is. I'll have to get with Josh on that and see what it's going to be. I don't know if you guys can do that, but I'm just trying to make sure we don't get held up. So
I don't think it's a problem.
We can authorize.
What I can do is when I get that, I can let you know what that is if it ends up being something really weird.
I think it's going to be around $30,000 to $35,000.
Yeah.
Typically, they do 50% or 60% or whatever.
Well, why don't we authorize up to $40,000 then at this point?
Okay.
And then that way, when it comes in, you can cut the check without having to have a special meeting.
Okay.
And we need a motion on that too, by the way.
So moved. Authorized $40,000 for Mary's for the pre-construction on the tower.
On the tower, yeah.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we authorize the county clerk up to and not exceeding $40,000 for deposit on Marbleton Tower. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right, I just got an email from those guys. 10:22 a.m. 38:820.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
So,
it's like going to Costco.
So email me.
I will get you the rest of the paperwork.
With odds like that, I'm going over to Shoshone Rose this afternoon.
Thank you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
So if we have the paperwork now.
We've got the paper.
I'm going to go over to my computer and I'll email you the paperwork. You'll have it in about 10 minutes.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
We'll
do it.
Get that official then. Okay. Excellent. Sheriff, come
thanks,
on
Dave.
Up.
Oh. One more time.
Good
thanks, Matt.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Chair, my commissioners.
Good morning.
Yeah, nothing major. Starting to hit our busy season. So I'm starting to see an influx of tourists increase in travel through the county picking up. So other than that, unless there's any questions, I don't really have anything for the sheriff's office.
Anybody have anything for the sheriff?
Just in discussion with other counties there, quite a few counties are taking in extra prisoners.
Yes.
From the state and getting paid for it, of course.
Yes.
Where are we sitting on that?
Us included. So we have, we had 7 that we were housing for the state. We got rid of 4. We still have 3. The 4 that we got rid of went to Torrington to determine placement. You'll, some of those are going to Mississippi for, you know, the long-term sensing. However, we're still, we just continue to, you know, day by day work with the state as, you know, cases get finalized, you know,
so
sensing.
We have room for more if we need to.
Absolutely, yeah. So our facility yeah. can house 54.
Yeah.
We're right at that. We're maintaining 25 to 30, so right now. So we have room. Yep.
Good. On a deal like that, are we breaking even or are we making money? How does that taking prisoners in?
For what we get paid by the state,
mm-hmm.
it's we get less than what we are what we would pay to house them here. And that's because of the food.
Okay. That's interesting because other counties claim they're making money.
Mm-hmm. So on the split sentencing is where we make our money. And that's agreement between the judge, the sheriff, and the jail. So, and I believe we've had 4 split sentences so far this year.
Do you lose money on taking inmates from the state?
We don't necessarily lose money. No. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And the nice thing is as long as it is approved, all medical, anything else is paid for by the state. So.
Oh, good.
Yes. So good. We do not have to incur those costs. Okay. That is probably our biggest expense is medical.
Right.
But if we did make money, then that would go right into your budget.
No, I don't think so.
Into the general.
General goes into the general fund.
To cover the expenses.
Yeah.
But if there was extra money, would it go into their? Would it go into?
Days in the general fund.
He's in the general fund.
But,
sorry.
But it could be negotiated at budget time.
At budget time.
Well, what happens though is that he's incurring costs. I mean, we're paying Rendezvous Point to provide the meals.
Mm-hmm.
If we start to overspend that account, for instance, we could look at the revenue that was coming in from the state and backfill those accounts. Yeah, we would. That's what would make sense. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the money doesn't go to the big general fund and get spent on something else. It usually goes back to the budget where it generated.
Where it came from.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but that would be the expense that we're facing is if the state's reimbursing us for medical, because I'd imagine, are we paying for the medical and they're reimbursing us, or are they paying
no,
the medical
so
directly?
That's, it has to be pre-approved, and I believe
yeah.
the state pays the medical provider directly.
Correct.
Okay,
we aren't
seeing that.
No, we do
all
not have
to. All we're seeing
to.
Is just meals and,
yep.
and you know.
Pretty much meals,
yeah, because
period.
It's not
yeah.
costing us extra staff.
No.
We got people working anyway.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Right.
So it's just meals.
Right.
Okay.
Cool. Any other questions on that, gentlemen?
Yeah.
I'll see you out there on the 25th at the range.
Okay, good. Yes.
I'll be
yeah.
out. Do you want me
yeah,
out at any particular time?
And that's going to be at 1 o'clock? Or?
Mm-hmm. Well, it starts at noon is what this.
See, so I won't be able to be there.
That the entire week?
I could be there on
21st through
so
the 25th.
21st to the 25th. And you can come out any time.
Yes, I can. I could come out the 20th. I've got a meeting on the 22nd.
My intentions are to be there.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I definitely will be there the 21st, 22nd, or the 23rd.
Okay.
One of those afternoons.
Right. And I got your email, Joel. You're going to be out of town.
Be
okay.
By the whole all week.
Okay.
So
I'll probably come out there at noon then.
Okay.
That's all right.
Yep.
Unless
yeah.
you want a
25th
different time.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Noon on the 25th.
We'll be there. So.
Okay.
I'll have to impose on you for another time.
Yep. We will do it.
Yeah, because I'm hooked up on the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
So. All right. I'll shoot you.
No.
And then.
It's for sale.
I'm going to shoot for
it. It's for sale?
On the 25th.
Well, I need to try it.
That's
before
right.
I can buy it.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
One shot.
Okay, I promise.
21st, 22nd.
Oh yeah, I'll text you.
Yep.
Yep.
That's
no
fine.
Worries.
What gun are you selling?
I've got a 9 Glock.
No, thanks.
Interims.
A little excitement yesterday morning.
A what?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I have to say that.
Anything else for Sheriff Lear, gentlemen?
Your deputies, I was impressed. The highway patrol went through very rapidly, and your guys were very discreet. Well, thanks.
It was good.
I appreciate it. And we were more precautionary at the time.
Yes.
Not knowing all the information. And
it was good.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pursuit.
Was that what that was?
They went through town. The highway patrol, two of them went through town. Oh, hate to give a speed, but there was dust a long ways. Yeah. And then
the person that was being pursued, did he come through town?
No.
Oh,
no.
Good.
That's why we were precautionary.
Yeah.
We were setting up to make sure he didn't come through town.
He didn't get into town.
Yeah.
Did they wind up catching him?
They did. Yep. Took him into custody. And
great. Well, good work, Sheriff.
Oh, thanks.
Yep. All right. Anything further? Okay. Thanks, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Why don't we go ahead and start paying some bills? And Commissioner Rawhauser, you can start with some old business. Or
well, this is really old business.
Did you have something for us? Gone him anyway. I know.
We had a couple things.
Well, you better get after him.
Can I just approach on behalf of
Sure.
helicopter season?
Oh, please. Wait a minute.
I know we had another item, but
helicopter.
Good old helicopter. So June 1 is the beginning of the season.
Okay.
So we're obviously kind of getting the ball rolling. I think we're ready to go. We're just kind of counting the days down until they start showing up. You'll see the green pickle out there probably a good week before.
Okay.
We've got two main pilots, Jason Dodds, who was with us last year, and then another Jason Leggy, and so they'll do some practicing and get the cobwebs out. They both have been, they're just back from Alaska heli skiing, doing
those. Do they recertify every year?
Yeah. Yep. And they both have their DOI, Department of Interior carding. They've got that taken care of already, and the ship's already carded, so we're sitting good in case Bridger Teton would like to call upon us or for us to help with those initial attacks. So I can't thank you guys enough for your work with the SRT and felt money.
Yeah,
it's because of that that allows us to.
How do we do on our felt money, our Title
V?
Well,
SRS.
SRS, Title V, right?
Sorry, yeah.
We got, remember the exact amount, Mary?
I don't.
I can't remember.
No,
I did get
thank
a,
you.
Phone interview from media in D.C. yesterday.
Oh, wow.
In regards to how we used our SRS money, and I made a point of saying that we contract with search and rescue helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
The discussion question came up, well, do you only rescue Sublette County people? And we said, no. In fact, our residents in the county are probably at less risk of getting stranded because they know what they're doing as compared to tourists. So, you mean this is available to anybody that's a tourist in your mountains, and that really seemed to impress them.
I know it's interesting.
Otherwise.
Yeah,
no, we go get groceries with
them. We go.
We phone in first. Are you a resident?
Yeah.
Second, I don't know if you qualify.
Did you donate on your fishing license?
Yeah, right.
I think there will be an article, a positive article. They interviewed probably. Well, I had email ahead of time, probably six different commissioners in different states.
Really, right on.
But the idea is to support congressional funding of the SRS program. That's what it was generated to do. So.
Cool. Well, thank you again.
And I didn't think to ask for a copy of whatever he wrote. Maybe he'll courteous copy me.
If he does, share. I'll share that with the team.
I'll get it to you if he does.
Cool. Yeah, thank you. We're on beginning year four with, beginning year three with our contract. Oh my gosh, I went brain dead. It's through 2020.
This company.
This is three. Yeah. With Air Resources, and they've been great to work with. So just letting you know that that'll start happening. So we're ready. We'll spend that first weekend of June getting all of our members recertified, ready to rock. And then we'll be heard up and
waiting. Yeah, and the pilots spend that first day certifying, right?
Yeah, June 1st is simply pilots.
Yeah.
And we have a gentleman come in, Tim Fahler. So it's a third party who does the testing. So there's none of us having to have the guilt of, well, he was close. And so it was nice to have a third party justify that. And then the next 2 days will be internally our members. And then we'll be ready to go. So I've contacted all of the counties, all the sheriffs, and let them know that we'll be up and running. So call us if they need us.
Great.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If the sheriff has anything else, just come back
in. Yeah, I'll catch him. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Commissioner Rawhauser, why don't you start with old
this
business?
Is older,
really
old,
old business. Old like
business.
Old business.
I'm on a mission with the help of Dr. Burnett. I have a 5-page easement that hopefully I can get to you before you go to Sun Valley to your WIR meeting.
You have a signed easement?
No,
not yet.
Just
man,
relax.
You have my hopes
sit
up
back,
there.
Sit back.
just
relax.
Settle down.
But I'm going to try to get you a signed easement to take with you to show that we're in the process.
Right,
and there
wonderful.
It is that Matt got it for me right here. And we'll go from there and see what happens. I make no guarantees. I've been disappointed in the past. But we'll go from there. We'll make the attempt.
We should know by this afternoon.
Depends if we have time. I can call it lunch, and yes, we can. The only thing I have is I was in. I went to the Popo JIO meeting in place of Joel when he was gone, and it was a very informative meeting. I enjoyed it. There was a lot of good things that happened, and I did save Joel by quick thinking, because if I hadn't have, he would have been the new president of the
Oh, man. Thank you.
But I got him taken care of.
You obviously haven't been to enough of those if you enjoyed it.
Well, I did because there was a lot of money approved, but all of the projects were for Sublette County.
Excellent.
And so that was, and everybody was pretty congenial, and a lot of people I had never met before. And so it was good.
Good.
Other than that, that's all I have.
That's it. Thank you. Commissioner Noble.
The RFI is out for the broadband thing. Nothing exciting there, just some chatter coming back from everybody. Nothing big. I mean, companies that we haven't heard of.
We've got two responses.
Joanna emailed me and says that one company has been really exceptional in the procedures I'm working with. So nothing worth shattering there, just moving forward. Joined SHAD with the Forest Service and their cooperating fire agency meeting. It was very informative. I would say that's about it on my list.
Okay. Commissioner Burnett.
Mr. Chairman, with the anticipation that we should have our appraisal done by the end of the week, I would like to discuss the opportunity of perhaps having a special meeting sometime next week to consider this appraisal and make a decision and have some action on that.
Yeah. The only problem with special meetings is it costs the taxpayers.
Mr. Chairman, I understand that, and I think it's a little bit discouraging in terms of being part of the process, because you're right, that will cost the taxpayers another $1,000, which on top of that appraisal will push this to about $5,000, and which brings me to the second part of my comment. I'm a little bit dismayed that the healthcare district is continuing to move forward with the idea that they're going to be building at a new site, as evidenced by the fact that tomorrow on their agenda, they have a motion for a wetland delineation contract on that Bloomfield property with Wyoming Wildlife Consultants. And as today, as we speak, they're having a design workshop on building this new building. So I share the frustration and the pain on the taxpayers, but I think in terms of trying to expedite our position and decision, that I'm still in favor of having a special meeting so we can act. Otherwise, we're going to be delayed another 2 weeks for our next meeting.
You know, if they're moving forward in their meeting tomorrow, why are we even having an appraisal?
Because I think we, in good faith, acted upon a request by Lorraine Werner at the USDA.
Yep.
And I would recommend that if we have such or said special meeting, that we would certainly want to include Ms. Werner in a conference call so that we could express some of these, some of this background, some of these concerns.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm certainly open to discussion, gentlemen.
Do we have a timeline, Mr. Chairman, as to when the appraisal will be?
Next week, isn't that what he
said? No, end of this week.
End of this
week. That's what I was told.
And I will not be available Monday and Tuesday, but any time after that I'll be available. So I would recommend at the earliest Wednesday. I know Commissioner Bowsman will be out of town because of that conference, but
is there a day you could join us by phone, Joel?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is there a chance it could happen Friday?
We need to give... We need to give 8 hours notice to the newspaper before we... Yeah, I'll be right with you, Maxine. Hold on. So,
Mary, when do you anticipate this coming in?
End of this week.
When I talked to the gentleman last week, because they did all of the measuring and walkthrough last Thursday, he said to me then, he said, I know that you wanted this by the 15th. He says, I'm not going to make that 15th day. He says, by the end of the week.
Okay.
So almost end of the week.
See,
this week.
I'm good Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
And you're not Monday, Tuesday.
Right.
And what's your travel days, Joel?
Monday and Friday.
Traveling Monday and Friday. Do you think you could join us Wednesday in an evening?
Or? All I can say is I can try.
Yeah.
Okay. When I, as with my position there, I kind of have to.
Yes.
Have to make that the first priority.
Well, yeah. You're right there. I would really like you involved in that. But
well, I would certainly join by phone if I'm available.
If you're available. Okay. Maxine, did you have something that was pertinent to this
scheduling? Yes, I was at that meeting this morning.
Okay.
Which was advertised as a public meeting. When I got there, it was a meeting for staff, and the public could sit behind the staff. And Luann asked a question about the clinic and that land. And they said, well, since the city council has refused to sell us that land, basically tomorrow night we're going to decide not to consider using that at all.
Okay, so my suggestion here is let's wait and hear what decision they make tomorrow night. If they make a decision not to go with the clinic, no matter what our offer is to them, we don't need to meet.
I agree in terms of having a special meeting. I think that since we have the appraisal, we ought to publicize our intention. There's no hurry in doing it. We could do it at our regular
meeting. We can do it at our regular meeting. Exactly. So let's see what...
So Maxine, what you're saying is they're going to put it on the agenda tomorrow night?
It sounds like... Okay. They're blaming it on the city council.
If they're blaming it on the city council, but correct me if I'm wrong, they were relieved because the city council tells them no.
Well, that was what we heard.
That's what we
correct,
heard.
Holly?
I think anyone there...
Yeah. All right. So let's go with that plan. Let's wait and see what they say tomorrow night. And if they decide to move forward with the Bloomfield project, we can discuss this at our next meeting.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, when we had the discussion over a year ago, and I made the motion, not at this time.
Yeah.
It is now time for... for us to make a proposal, whatever that may be, once this comes back in. And I guess my point is that I want to make sure that the commissioners are no longer blamed for whatever happens, because now they may disagree, but it's not because we didn't make a decision or an offer. But we haven't even talked about that because we've been waiting for this appraisal to come in. So hopefully, I'm just not sure where we go. But I think, Mr. Chairman, you're absolutely correct. If they're moving forward, there's no reason to spend the taxpayers' money for a special meeting. We can take care of whatever we need to do at a regular meeting.
So we'll wait and hear what happens tomorrow night. Commissioner Burnett, can you somehow let us know what happens tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think perhaps I might even talk myself into going to the meeting and listening. And right. I will also try to get in touch with Ms. Lorraine Werner this afternoon or tomorrow.
Excellent. So that's the plan. Joel, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay. What we're doing. Okay. Very good. Anything further, Commissioner Burnett?
No, sir.
Thank you. Commissioner Bowes.
I was in Cheyenne twice since our last meeting. First trip was a Department of Interior reorganization. They had the two people from Interior, Department of Interior in Washington, D.C. there before the what we call the Wyoming Natural Resource Coalition. That includes the Wyoming County Commissioners, and that was my role in being there for that, as well as keeping an eye on things from WIR perspective with the other states. Interior wants to, Wyoming will be in Region 8 of this reorganization, and they want to use Region 8 is a pilot project to figure out how this reorganization might meet their objectives. Their objectives are basically twofold. One is to the job description of this new regional director will be mainly to coordinate efforts between the different interior agencies. So for us in Wyoming, it would be mainly between BLM and Fish and Wildlife Service. In some states, it would include the Park Service. We don't have much dealings with Park Service with Wyoming counties. They're pretty much out there doing their own thing. They are an interior organization. We don't have anything to do with the National Marine Fisheries Program or any of those, so it's pretty limited. They chose Region 8 because of the number of interior employees in Region 8 is higher than any other region. I asked them the question, how many people do they intend to be the staff in this newly formed regional office? I said, are you looking at 2 or 10 or 50? I mean, what are you looking at? Mm-hmm. And their response at this time, they're thinking of somewhere around 10.
Okay.
And it's still not clear exactly what they're going to be doing.
Where would the headquarters be?
That's yet to be decided. It'd be at our advantage if it was in Cheyenne, of course.
Right.
We're going to have it. Closer to home, the better.
Right.
More likely, and see, Utah and Colorado, I think, are both in Region 8, so
yeah.
That would lead you to think Salt Lake or Denver.
Yeah.
But
well, we're as close to Salt Lake as we are to Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Who else would be in Region 8? Utah, would Montana be in that?
I don't have the map. Didn't bring the map with me, but I think it's Montana, Utah, Colorado, probably Arizona, and New Mexico, kind of a strip going from north to south.
Hmm.
Interesting. What are they going to call this? I mean, it's just a Region 8.
It's Region 8, Interior Department, Region 8, as far as I know.
Interesting.
The interesting part, because there's concern from counties and states everywhere that about forming another layer of government.
All right.
And their assurance to us was that BLM, which is mostly what we deal with, will be unchanged from what it has been in the past, except that one of their second goal in doing this is to bring the decision-making process closer to home, closer to the ground.
Okay.
And so I asked the question, well, what is the role of local and state government in doing that? And they said the door is open for you to make suggestions. So, of course, that led to me suggesting that we'll take a look at the LW Land and Water Conservation Fund and earmark a portion of that fund for, could be a grant program for counties and states to apply to in order to generate financial backing to be on the actual ID team and do some more of this actual NEPA, strengthen our seat at the table in the NEPA process. And the coalition, the Wyoming coalition, was very, even the energy people, very supportive of that. I didn't really get any feedback one way or the other from the people there from Interior. So the way that's standing now, there will be more meetings of this regional or the Wyoming coalition, and we will be working with, through at least through the county commissioners, through Utah counties, Colorado counties, Montana counties, to try and come up with a better, more effective role for local government.
Okay.
And what goes on BLM. So that's where that stands right now. Nothing set in concrete yet, but.
Well, if it does what it's supposed to do, that's encouraging.
Well, if that will be the end result of it, it is encouraging.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm skeptical enough.
But I'm worried about another level of government also.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Huh.
So that's all I have on that one. The other WCCA Board of Directors met in Cheyenne and talked about numerous issues, strategic plan, a pretty in-depth conversation about workman's comp of the counties going together in Wyoming to reduce the cost. Mary is on that statewide committee that talked about that. And I guess the bottom line for that is it moves forward. Pete Obermuller would be willing to come to any county and discuss in more detail what that might look like. There's no decision. It's going to be a while before there's an actual decision made whether to do it or not do it. But for the majority of counties, it appears that it could be a win-win. I don't know that that's true for us. And with that said, I would ask Mary for, she was one of the clerks that was on this statewide group that talked about that. So Mary, why don't you fill us in?
Mr. Chairman, I believe there's three clerks that are on the panel. Commissioner Rawhauser's on the panel as well. We haven't had a meeting in quite a while, but the last thing that we got was the documents. There was some agreement to send a letter out to all the counties and ask them whether they would commit or not to participating. They also sent us an update estimated cost for the next year. And before we started all of this, we were one of the counties that it was going to cost. The new updated cost for the next year adds another $10,000 onto what it's going to cost us as compared to what we're doing right now. So I've been pretty quiet. And it looks like that the counties, of course, that it's going to, will be expen- or will inc- be more cost and be more expensive for our the wealthier counties. We're going to have to pay in more. It also sounds that what this will be is there will be an administrative component that will be developed with a risk manager, basically. Somebody that will manage your workers' comp cases when they come up and do all this stuff for them. And we have...
So will it be a regional deal then?
Or? No, it's going to be a statewide deal. Yeah.
Their idea could be to house this statewide administrator in the office space in WCCA.
Oh.
There's a possibility of that.
Okay.
But I guess the thing that concerns me is that we all have been administering workers' comp in our counties forever. Our department heads, where our workers' comp issues fall at, know how to do this. It's pretty simple. There's paperwork, that kind of thing.
Right. And is
I would understand maybe that there are smaller counties or whatever that might be struggling with getting some of that done, and this would assist them.
Okay.
But we're doing it pretty efficiently.
Right.
And the other part is that I find it interesting. I don't know, nobody wants to listen to that, but I find it interesting that Campbell County and Sublette County are both insured out in the marketplace, and the tools and the information that we receive from our insurance carrier focus a lot on work safety and all of those kinds of things. I think we're getting a better product from our insurance carrier to help us administer these things as opposed to the guys who are in the state pool. Because you get nothing from the pool.
And we don't have a lot of claims in Sublette County as does Campbell County because of that insurance, the safety aspect
of it. I think so.
The whole nine yards.
So.
And is the increased cost to those counties simply because they have it? They have the money? Why is that more for us? Because it sounds like we're going to be paying more for what we're already doing ourselves.
We're going to be subsidizing the
state. That's yeah. My read on right. The whole deal is that we're going to subsidize the program.
Right.
And we're not doing a bad job. I mean, it'd be different if we had buku workers' comp cases that weren't getting dealt with, weren't getting filed. We would have lawsuits there's that whole thing, and we just don't have that much going on.
Is that your take on
that? Yeah, it is. And the other thing, and I hate to keep going back to my background, this goes back to recapture. The rich is paying for the poor, and Sublette County is flipping the bill for all of the counties that don't have an assessed valuation. So they're taking millions of dollars from Sublette County, and it's going someplace else. It's not here.
Yeah.
So that is my take on it. But it's one of these things, if I'm not mistaken, Joel, when we had these meetings, it was all... Everybody had to be involved.
It's all or nothing.
That's right.
It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing.
So
yeah.
If we pitch a fit and we don't participate, then nobody participates.
Nobody participates.
Well, I think that's the case. One of the arguments, because most counties, Mary, aren't they in the LGLP?
Yeah.
And the idea is over time by concentrating on risk management, with counties that are at higher risk because they're not doing the safety things that our insurance carrier works with us to do. That's one reason it doesn't cost us as much.
Right.
I think we're doing a better job of risk management than the counties that are in the local government liability pool. The idea over time is to bring down the cost for all counties. And I don't know if we would ever get to the point that we would no longer be subsidizing or not.
Right.
But I would be agreeable, I guess, as this moves forward to invite Pete to come and
answer
all these questions.
Yeah.
But
you know,
it's part of a decision.
I don't have a problem helping the other counties. I really don't. I mean, we're blessed. We're lucky. I don't have a problem with helping the other counties, but it has to be a better product for us, too.
Well, and that's a legitimate question. What's in it for us?
If it ends up being a better product for us, I don't have a problem helping with the counties that don't have the money. But if it's not a better product than what we already have, I have a problem.
There, when we had the meeting, the very first one, the man came from, I think it was North Dakota, who does it. And there was, by a raise of hands, how many counties would not participate in this because they would lose. There was like five or six, that raised, and including us, that raised our hands that said, you know, we might not participate solely because it's going to cost us more money. But that was a wise
a while ago.
Yes.
Increased cost doesn't bother me as much as not having a better product. That's the thing. But
now, let's take the common sense side. Do you handle all claims for workman's comp, or does
each department head does?
Yeah. Okay, because
if I had a comp claim in my office, I would handle it.
Okay, right.
But I don't handle Road and Bridge. Road and Bridge handles their own maintenance. I mean, where our claims fall primarily are the sheriff's office, maintenance, Road and Bridge.
Where I was going with this was the new county clerk. If we did this, it would lessen the load, so to speak, of one more thing they didn't have to do.
I pay the bills.
You pay the bills. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, I guess enough about that one. Had an interesting discussion, and I should have brought it up at Road and Bridge, but I'll talk to Mitch and Billy. An outfit called Centennial Woods. And this is a Wyoming company that they make all the snow fence for YDOT at no cost. And they take this new wood, they go out there, they make snow fence. After a period of years, it gets weathered, they take it down. They've increased the value of it, they sell the wood.
Yeah.
And they were there, Albany County, I think, is... Let's talk to them because that's where they're at.
That's a great idea.
And, they're in Laramie, aren't they?
Yeah, they're out of Laramie. And it might be something that we would want to look
into if
snow events would eliminate us from having to plow some snow catchers. There's no cost to us.
They provide them for free.
Oh, they provide
come
everything.
Come back and swap
doesn't cost
out
the
old for the new.
They just get the contract and they get the weathered wood when they're done.
What a great idea.
It sounded like a win-win to me.
Somebody was thinking on that.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice all the snow fence at Eamon Lane's missing right there on the core highway?
Oh, right.
About 10 years ago, someone stole it all.
Oh.
It was on the right patch right there. By the
drift. Okay, yeah.
Come by one day, it's all gone.
Somebody used it for their interior decorating.
I don't know where it was.
Yeah, barnwood.
It was overnight.
Oh, for him.
There was a discussion about Colin McKee from the governor's office was there.
Mm-hmm. Wait just a sec. Okay, go ahead, Commissioner Bowser.
Colin McKee from the governor's office was on the agenda, and part of his discussion had to do with broadband, Senate File 118, Startup Wyoming. They are in the process of putting together an advisory council that will report to the Wyoming Business Council. They're going to have notes I took anyway, and I hope they're accurate, a $10 million grant program. It'll require a 50% match, 10% of which must come from local community, maximum $5 million project. There'll be two different funding rounds per year for these grants, and they're at first he made the comment that it must be for fiber, that they will not give grants for conduit, but at the same time, the town of Gillette is applying for a grant for conduit. So applicants can be cities, towns, counties, tribes. There is a, in the grant process, there is a challenge process for private enterprise. So if they're in the, about to give a grant, and some private like union wants to come in and say, you don't need to do this grant, we can handle it, that'll trigger that discussion to occur. And that's about all. If Tom's been engaged in this, he may know more about it than that, but that was the presentation that they made to us on that. We did got to go on a tour of the Wyoming Department of Criminal Investigation building there south of Cheyenne. Really interesting. That pretty much covers it. We went over the budget. There's no increase in dues for counties. Still robbing a little bit of the partnership fund to make everything to come together on the budget using some of the partnership money, but the dues are remain the same for the counties.
Okay.
And Mac and I did attend the, Chad mentioned the open house in Bonnerand on the Monument Ridge project. We attended that. I think that pretty well covers what I've been doing. There's maybe other stuff I can't even remember now, but
you've been busy.
Yeah, I'm burning a lot of miles. Yeah. I know that.
Oh, yeah. All right, thank you, Commissioner Bousman. Commissioner Rawhauser, are you available to meet on May 23rd at that WSA committee meeting?
Well, that's right. We do need to talk
about
that.
Do I need to bring a whistle and one of my older refereeing shirts?
Do you need do you need me to accompany you?
That would be lovely.
Or Dr. Burnett said that he could come if you can't make
it. Oh, excellent. Okay, that would be great. That would be wonderful if you two can cover that. No, go ahead.
I did respond.
We may have a special meeting that day.
There could be.
Questions, do we... Some of the group wants to just hand us their minutes. Some of the group says they owe us a recommendation.
Absolutely.
I was pretty adamant we want a recommendation with the thinking behind it.
Yep.
I still need to talk. I got a phone message to call Bill Lanning. I know where he's at before I call him, but that's where he's coming from. It's probably going to be, it's not going to be unanimous consensus. It's looking like probably 6-2. For some not full release, but some conservation areas in some that would allow the use of, in Scab Creek, for example, the use of chainsaws, pretty well defined that it will be less restricted than if it was wilderness. But I guess their question to us, they would like some commissioners to attend their next meeting to get a sense of where we're at, I think. And I told them, I said, all I can tell you is where I'm at. I want a recommendation with the thinking behind it, and then we will discuss it amongst ourselves and go from there.
Right.
So that was my message to Mike.
Do you know that you have Monty on the schedule this afternoon?
Oh, is Monty coming?
Yeah,
I was told
he
wanted to come and make his own spiel, which he's free to do.
Yeah. And he's coming today.
Yeah, okay, good.
My big, not concern, is that there seems to be a hang-up with this consensus. And I guess I've never been on a board where majority, 3-2 always won. And so, you know, and I understand.
It does here.
It seems to, yeah.
And every ballgame.
Every ballgame. Yeah. And I understand that there are so many disagreements in philosophy or whatever, but when it's all done, everybody has, it's water under the bridge, so to speak, to quote Maxine, and we're going to move on to the next project.
Recommendation is made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, just for the benefit of us, the concept of consensus is a collaborative term, and all these collaborative groups, if you go by the traditional rules, don't require necessarily 100% consensus, but they do require a charter. And the charter that WCCA developed, I was in on developing it, requires that you vote, and if you want to block, if you are adamantly opposed to what the group wants to do, you can hold up five fingers, and that means you're going to oppose it no matter what. And that means if you oppose it, you do not have 100% consensus. And so that's the way the charter is written. You can vote a four, which means you're not going to hold it up. You don't like it, but you're not going to hold it up. Well, it looks like there will be for sure 1-5 from the Wilderness Society mm-hmm. that wants a whole bunch of wilderness.
Sure.
And the rest of the group won't go along with it. And there may be maybe 2-5s that the other person that may vote a 5, the way it was explained to me was because they thought they should try harder to reach consensus and not have any 5s. And I don't know if that's true or not. Okay. We'll talk more about that at their next meeting, and Monty may have some input this afternoon on.
So where does this end? You don't have a majority, but you have a majority consensus.
If you have a majority recommendation to us, it comes to us that way. It's up to us what to do with it.
Yeah.
We can hand it over to Liz Cheney if we want to and say this was the vote, give her all the information behind it, and say, here it is, can you put this in your bill on what they did reach, the 6 people, what their recommendation was. Or we can do nothing with it. We don't have to forward it. We can change it if we want to, which I guess if we're all the time they put in, I think we probably, before we just throw it all out, we need to seriously consider turning it over with their recommendation.
When we vote on this, do we use 5 fingers?
When we vote on it, we vote the way we always
do. You know, whenever you greet someone, you always have to use all the fingers.
Yeah. So this meeting is on the 23rd.
Yeah, and I'm gone. That's next week.
Okay, so that meeting is we're going there to listen. And if they ask us what we would like a recommendation.
A recommendation with the thinking behind it.
In a 3-page recommendation or whatever, we don't want to read all the minutes of all the things.
Right. What time is this meeting?
4:00.
4:00.
I'm just thinking if we were to have a special meeting.
4:00 on the 23rd.
Oh, so yeah. If more than 2 commissioners go, does that constitute a...
Oh, we won't. If Andy goes, I'll be glad.
The media will be there anyway.
Yeah.
Joy Uford attends all those meetings.
Yeah. Now, we would just have to notice if...
That's okay.
Anyway, you two go. That'll be good.
So that's the size of that.
Now, where is that meeting at? Do you know?
They've been in the Wheaton Pest Conference.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's where it's at.
I have a question on this one.
On that voucher.
Voucher. It's on the Title 25.
Your favorite.
I probably don't know the answer.
I know. But the bill itself, the Title 25 is this amount. The rest of that's redacted. So does this all come under Title 25?
Yeah.
How come it doesn't say Title 25 for these other charges?
Because they're all those invoices and then how they're coded on the back.
But why do they redact them here?
Take the names off. That's all.
So we can't see the names of the people.
Well, that's crazy because they got the person's name right here. It's all over the place. I'm just wondering. The charges are redacted. Is that who we're paying it for?
Yeah.
I didn't know that they could do Title 25. I thought we sent them to Jackson for a reason.
Yeah, we do, but we have to pay for the service.
So
yes,
we've been through, went through this last time.
The
difference between
Jackson Hole.
No, it comes from whoever the
provider is.
Yeah, whoever the provider is.
First stop was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that.
But they weren't Title 25 until after they got here.
They're Title 25 when they walk through the door.
But they, if they're brought by ambulance to the door, that first ambulance trip is not Title 25.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, this is making.
Huh? Have fun with that.
It's a mess every time. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We'll if they ask. Put it all under Title 25, I wouldn't ask. But they only put that $1 amount under Title 25. And I know you redact the patient's name, of course. Mm-hmm. If you look in here, it's not.
Okay.
What happens is you get, if you have somebody, I'm using hypotheticals here.
I wonder if we're doing separate patients or if we're doing different patients, if they're all the same patient.
It's all the same patient. Then there's two different ambulance trips. There's an ambulance trip to the clinic and there's an ambulance trip to the hospital. So there's two separate charges for ambulance services.
Let's talk to Clay.
The insurance company's not going to pay for that.
No.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
go ahead.
On one more bill.
I'm going to be tuned up next time.
We're paying for the
out.
Fence up in the Piney. And I'm curious to how much we're paying per foot on the fence. And the only reason I'm asking that question is after going to the POPO meeting, there was a huge discussion about the cost of the fence on their proposal in that mule deer situation. And that was in the mountains, up and down. It was very expensive. I'm curious to see, because I know where this fence is, and it's not, it's flat. So I'm curious to see how much a foot it is. Just curious. But
it doesn't say on the bill.
No, it doesn't.
Did you look at did you look at the minutes yet that they sent out?
No, I think I got them, but
yeah, they came like yesterday.
No, I haven't looked at them.
The cost of building fence in Sublette County is like three times
yes.
anywhere else in the state.
Yep.
Based on what Game and Fish is paid.
And so I asked that question, are we bidding out these projects? And the last project that was bid out came from a group out of Cody. But evidently they're coming to Sublette County because they can make more money because of what everybody's putting in their bids from around here to build this fence. And so, yeah.
It's always over 10 grand a mile.
Well, for, I don't know what it was, but it was more, it was close to,
11.
Yeah, well, no, it was, well, it was 100.
It was horrendous, I know.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
It almost makes you want to go in the fencing business, I guess. Okay. 18.4 miles. You're the mathematician. And it was $128,000. Yeah.
Oh, that's cheap.
How much?
It's just about 7,000 a mile.
Well, Scott thought it was very expensive.
18.4 miles.
18.4 miles.
128,000. Yeah, 69.56 a mile.
I don't do fence. Everything I have on my 10 acres has fallen down. it's wildlife friendly. It's right on the ground.
It's $1.31 a foot. That help you out?
Well, I guess it does, but it's all new to me. I've never had to deal with it.
except when I went to that meeting, and they all just wheelied over backwards.
So do we just get proposals on this then? Is that what we do on fence? Is that what Butch does?
He's talking about the JIO.
That was
projects.
But I'm talking about our, like, little piney fencing.
Well, it's that one right there. And
Is that our fence there?
This is our fence that we're paying, that we paid for to get the right.
But the county did that, didn't it?
The county did this, yes.
So how does this fall?
But I don't know how far, I don't know how many miles it is.
You don't know how many miles that was?
Yeah, that's.
Okay, I got you.
Let me find out about that, because we have a contract for that fence.
Sure.
Well, if that other was the going rate that you just quoted, this would be about 3 miles of fence.
Well, and that's about right. But the thing about it is this isn't in black timber. This is in a guy's meadow.
Flat land, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do we want to hold that one back, or there was a two up there. Does that mean this is the second time they've
done
this?
Oh, no, wait a minute.
We obviously agreed to that price.
No, this is not, it's not based on the same price, because there already been a deduction of $12,000, so that would make it 5 miles of fence based on that other price. Yep.
Yeah, we got to pay that guy. We agreed to that price, so. Mm-hmm. But in the future, maybe we need to pay a little closer attention.
Well, yeah, and this goes back to this one. If we ever get to that point, it's going to be a huge selling point, because it's all going to be on the left-hand side.
Right.
And it's not your average fence.
Well, it'll be whatever they, you know, it'll
they
be pretty much.
They like the first fence, which is all pipe.
Well, that.
Welded on chain links for hangers. And
well, I don't know if they'll want that. The thing about it is when you go up that road, it's
a you have mine.
So I think they're going
to. Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah,
I got it.
$10,000
Now, I'm looking for
Really?
WIR registration.
Yeah.
You think? Okay.
WIR registration is what it would be called.
Okay.
And the receipt's there.
Okay.
$230.
Okay.
I noticed we got an email today that the WAM convention is coming to Pinedale.
It is.
Oh, really?
This summer.
Where's WAM?
Wyoming Association of Municipalities.
Where do they have room for them?
BOCES.
Okay.
BOCES building. So
and they're having their banquet at the ice rink.
June 13th.
Oh, so they can have alcohol. Because they can't have alcohol in BOCES.
Oh, that could be.
That's why the WACD.
Yeah.
So they going to put the cash on the
decided not to be here because they didn't want to do two different places.
Well, right? They didn't want to bust the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if they
yeah.
considered the ice rink.
They did.
They did.
They wanted us to cover it, remember?
Oh, right.
They wanted us to buy it.
Because the ice was still on.
Ice was still on.
That's right.
Well, Big Pine and Marbleton are municipalities. They could have it at the same Summit Center in Big Pine.
We had this discussion
I know.
Already.
Yes,
we told.
I even
I'm
went
sorry.
To the
we
school
did.
Board.
We even offered.
Yeah.
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 Okay. But anyway, WAM's going to be here in June. I'll probably go to the reception and glad hand everybody that night, and that'll probably be all I'll do.
When is it?
June 13th. Starting June 13th. It's June 13th through the 15th.
Robin Chamber asked if I would be the commissioner. I think she talked to you first. You can.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah, so I volunteered for the interview process for the new replacement, which is, I think, on the 13th.
Okay.
Good. I can look.
Replacement for?
Her.
For
her? Her replacement.
Well, it looks like it was.
It's the 30th. 29th or 30th.
I'll, being the chairman, I'll take one for the team that night.
Looks like the 13th. 6 to 8 on the 13th is the open house to meet all the candidates for her replacement. The 14th is the interviews.
How many candidates do they have?
I asked that. I believe, if I'm correct, she said 5.
And they're interviewing all 5?
That day, the 14th.
So did they have more applicants than those with the five that were?
No, I think interviewing them all. You need to talk to Robert.
All right. We'll adjourn for lunch.
Adjourn for lunch.